From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cattle prices are expected to remain strong, with demand and the economy expected to remain solid. That's according to Cattle Facts analyst Kevin Good, who tells Drovers.com, we've had one heck of a good run that should continue this year, but margins should start to compress and leverage to shift from the cow-calf and stocker sectors to the feeders as we expand the cattle supply. He says price risk remains over the next few years in response to the five-year expansion. Will China change its fundamental business practices? Probably not. That's the feeling from former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who tells the Farm Journal the bigger question is probably, does the U.S. want significant changes in the way China does business? He says if it's about protecting intellectual property or foreign investment, I think China can do those things relatively easily. Vilsack says if the Chinese aren't willing to make those fundamental changes, then it comes down to whether President Trump sees enough sales and protections for intellectual property to be able to declare victory. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says cattle producers are going to have to learn to compete against the cell-cultured or lab-grown meat products that are being developed. Perdue tells AgriPulse, you can't stop technology. The fact is that cattle producers need to produce a very good product, which they have done for many years, and the customers will make the choice.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.